From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea's June exports soar past $100 billion for the first time, propelled by a surge in semiconductor shipments. President Lee Jae-myung emphasizes the importance of internal unity within the ruling liberal camp during a luncheon with former President Moon Jae-in. And both ruling and opposition lawmakers criticized the National Election Commission, accusing it of responding passively to the local election ballot paper shortage investigations. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. South Korea's exports in June soared past $100 billion for the first time, propelled by a surge in semiconductor shipments amid the ongoing artificial intelligence boom. The country also posted a monthly trade balance exceeding $30 billion, the largest on record. Rosie Inbak reports.
South Korea's exports surged 70.9% year-on-year to an all-time high of $102.25 billion in June, according to government data released Wednesday. The figure tops the previous record of $87.75 billion set just a month prior. South Korea is the fourth country in the world, after Germany, China, and the United States, to surpass $100 billion in monthly exports, fueled by strong global demand for semiconductors. Chip shipments alone amounted to $44.82 billion, accounting for about 44% of all exports, boosted by a surge in memory prices fueled by the AI boom. Exports of computers rose more than 308% to $5.41 billion, while outbound shipments of wireless communication devices, including smartphones, increased by nearly 52% to over $1.5 billion. Exports of petroleum products and petrochemicals also showed stellar double-digit growth driven by higher international oil prices. Reflecting the June trade performance, the country posted a record-high trade surplus of $36.15 billion, bringing the cumulative surplus for the first 6 months to $138.3 billion. Given the ongoing market trends, South Korea seems on track to reach the $1 trillion export milestone this year. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung and former President Moon Jae-in started their luncheon at Cheongwadae on Wednesday by discussing internal unity within the ruling liberal camp at a time when the liberal bloc is seeking to expand its political boundaries. He said his popular sovereignty-oriented government is building on the achievements made under Moon's liberal government and those of former Presidents Kim Dae-jung and Noh Moo-hyun, and that it is focused on undoing the damage caused by ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol. Moon, for his part, expressed hope that Lee will achieve his dream of becoming everyone's president and stressed that the current administration's greatest task is uniting the nation. The former president said internal unity within the ruling party could serve as the starting point for national unity, adding that Lee is the only person in the country who can make that happen. Regarding inter-Korean ties, Moon, who met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the historic Panmunjom summit in 2018, said he anticipates the resumption of dialogue so long as Seoul perseveres in its attempts at engagement. Lawmakers from both the ruling and opposition parties have criticized the National Election Commission, accusing it of responding passively to the parliamentary investigation into ballot paper shortages during the June 3rd local elections. Lawmakers issued the criticism on Wednesday during a second briefing by the election watchdog on the ballot shortages at the plenary session of a special parliamentary committee in charge of the inquiry into them, with Democratic Party lawmaker Kim Yong-man slamming the NEC for submitting delayed and incomplete materials and for showing a passive response. Lawmakers also raised allegations that the NEC had been informed in advance of an independent fact-finding committee's plans and findings, though the commission denied any improper advance briefing. In response, the NEC apologized again for the disruption and announced reform measures, including printing enough ballots for 100% of registered voters, having three full-time election commissioners, and establishing an independent audit committee through legislation. Meanwhile, Acting NEC Chair Wee Chul-hwan again rejected calls to resign from the main opposition People Power Party, saying such a step would be irresponsible in the current situation and could create greater difficulties. The ruling Democratic Party majority National Assembly has elected chairs for 10 parliamentary standing committees and one special budget committee in the second half of the 22nd National Assembly during a boycott by the main opposition. At a plenary session Tuesday, DP Representative Seong-gyu was elected to lead the Legislation and Judiciary Committee, Representative Yoo Dong-soo, the National Policy Committee, and Representative Cho Seung-rae, the Finance, Economy, Planning and Budget Committee. Floor Leader Han Byung-do will oversee the Housing Steering Committee and Representative Lee Kwang-jae, the Special Committee on Budget and Accounts. The ruling party announced candidate recommendations for 11 of the 18 committee chief posts on Tuesday after failing to narrow its differences with the main opposition People Power Party over the chairmanship of the Legislation and Judiciary Committee. The Jeonnam Gwangju Special Metropolitan City, South Korea's first metropolitan-level administrative integration model, was officially launched Wednesday. Inaugural Mayor Min Young-bae took his oath of office during the first session of the newly created city's council, pledging to faithfully carry out his duties to promote regional development and national policy goals. He described the recently announced large-scale semiconductor cluster plan for the Jeolla region as a historic opportunity and vowed to concentrate administrative resources on its implementation. In his first official directive issued from the Muan office, Mayor Min ordered all administrative resources to be fully mobilized to ensure the early completion of semiconductor facilities and the start of production within President Lee Jae-myung's term. The City Council's inaugural session was held at 12 a.m. Wednesday to prevent an administrative vacuum and establish the institutional framework for the unified government. The Seoul police will investigate allegations that Korea Football Association President Jung Mong-gyu exercised undue influence over the appointment of Hong Myung-bo as head coach of the men's national football team in 2024. In a press notice Wednesday, the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency and the Seoul Jongno Police Station said the Metropolitan Agency's Financial Crime Investigation Unit will take over the case from the Jongno Police due to the matter's importance. Jung and other senior executives at the KFA face accusations of unfairly intervening in the selection of Hong and his predecessor, Jurgen Klinsmann. The Jongno Police have investigated 8 relevant cases since July 2024 and have questioned Jung and other KFA officials, including former technical director Lee Im-seng. With little progress being made in the police investigation, the Seoul Administrative Court ruled in April that the sports ministry's calls for heavy disciplinary action against Jung in 2024 were justified. Rain is forecast for the coastal areas of South Gyeongsang Province and for Jeju Island on Wednesday night, and showers are expected in the capital region and the inland areas of Gangwon Province until early Thursday. The Korea Meteorological Administration says clouds will likely form over the capital area and in Gangwon Province on Thursday, and less than 0.1 millimeter of precipitation is predicted for South Jeolla Province and parts of North Gyeongsang Province until Thursday night. Morning low temperatures across the country will range between 15 and 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs peaking between 24 and 31 degrees. The temperature in Seoul will hover around 22 degrees on Thursday morning and warm up to a high of 30 degrees in the afternoon. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chan.